from KQED.
The standoff in Washington began this summer when 80 conservative members of Congress urged House Speaker John Boehner to use the budget and debt ceiling debate to try and kill the Affordable Care Act. One of those congressmen was California Republican Tom McClintock. He represents an inland district stretching from Lake Tahoe to Fresno. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow hit the road this week to see how the shutdown is affecting life in McClintock's rural district.
Driving through the Sierra foothills in Tuolumne County, it's easy to feel as far removed from Washington, D.C. gridlock as humanly possible. Golden rolling hills stretch as far as you can see. The Sierra Nevada looms ahead of you. And then you turn on the radio.
Yosemite Park is closed. You are not allowed to stop at any time to take pictures, shop, or camp.
And you realize just how directly the shutdown affects life here in the middle of the sprawling 4th Congressional District. National park closures are the most high-profile casualty of the shutdown. And in Tuolumne County, Yosemite National Park is big business. For John DeGrazio, no Yosemite means no income. He runs Why Explore, a company that organizes Yosemite tours.
Well, we've had to completely shut down. On October 1st, I drove to the park to meet some clients for my tour, and I was turned around at the gate, told I am not allowed in the national park.
DeGrazio looks pretty dejected when we talk in his Sonora office. Business had just started to pick up again after the summer's devastating rim fire. He isn't alone. Many hotels and restaurants that depend on tourists are in trouble. And about 30% of Tuolumne County residents work directly for the government, many of them in the park, national forest, and other federal land that makes up the bulk of the county. So that's thousands of people on furlough, suddenly without a paycheck.
Eventually, it'll filter through our business because a lot of the people that live here and work here aren't making money and aren't getting their paychecks. So that means later on, they're not going to be able to afford the things they buy here.
Joe Hurst runs a farm supply company. The ranch also hosts events and tours. He's fixing a miniature train for kids when I arrive.
Now you can see I got some more work to do.
Hurst is like a lot of people in this conservative county, where Mitt Romney and Republican Congressman Tom McClintock both won nearly 60% of the vote last year. He doesn't like Obamacare.
Shoving it through the way they did, I'm against it. I mean, sooner or later, there's probably a way to make it fair for everybody. But right now, I think it's going to cause more problems.
But he's upset that McClintock and other House Republicans launched a full-scale shutdown to try and block the law.
The fallout from this thing is far worse. They should have figured out another way to do it. I'm not going to start putting blame, but this was a bad way to do it.
A few miles away at the Sonora Library, Cynthia Krause is returning a book. She says she's angry at Republicans. She's angry at Democrats. She's just angry.
We don't want them anymore. They should put them all out.
Talking about people in Congress?
That's exactly right. We need to just throw them out. They didn't do their job. If I didn't do my job when I was working, they wouldn't let me stay.
A lot of people say that outside the park and forest closures, they haven't seen any direct shutdown impacts. Krause was able to go to the local Social Security office earlier this week. VA clinics and hospitals are still open, too, and Medicare is still functioning. But if the shutdown continues for much longer, other safety nets may disappear. The state warns money for California's food stamp program would dry up in November. The same goes for a program providing nutrition for pregnant and nursing women.
That's really all I've heard as well, and that's what we're hearing at the county level.
Ann Connolly is waiting for more information because she directs Tuolumne County's Human Services Department, which coordinates those government benefits. Connolly says more than 5,000 people rely on those two programs. We tried to talk to Congressman Tom McClintock, but his staff couldn't find time to make it work before our deadline. In multiple House floor speeches, McClintock doesn't deny that the shutdown is hurting the economy in his district. Like most Republicans, he blames the ongoing impasse on Democrats' refusal to delay or strip back Obamacare. In a recent speech, McClintock blasted the new health care exchanges.
They haven't worked. They have been a complete and unmitigated disaster.
And after more than 3 years and $600 million of development costs, they are far, far from being ready.
Things might be inching toward progress. On Friday, top Republicans and Democrats were actually talking to each other. But 3,000 miles away in Sonora, hotel reservations are still being canceled, and paychecks still aren't coming. California is making it clear it won't use state money to reopen its national parks like Utah is doing. So all Tuolumne County can do is wait for a deal. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sonora, Tuolumne County.